Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Disciple is Not Above His Teacher. Christ prepared his disciples by warning them of coming persecution. He tells them to expect it and how they should respond when experiencing it. Matthew 10:24, Jesus says, A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. Christ is laying down a general principle here. A disciple is a learning follower. A disciple, by definition, is not above his teacher. The first prerequisite for a disciple is to have a teachable heart. A disciple is a follower, and that by nature means a true disciple is not above the teacher. A disciple assumes the position of a learning follower, nor is a servant above his master. More literally, this reads, nor a slave above his Lord. The word Lord means master. In both illustrations, the disciple and the slave are in the subordinate position. And then Christ makes this application, Matthew 10:25. It is enough for a disciple that he be like his teacher, and a servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call those of his household? The goal of the disciple is to become like his teacher, and likewise the slave may seek to emulate his master. But the disciple does not expect to rise above his teacher, and the slave does not expect to rise above his master. And the point being made in context is that we as Christ's disciples / slaves are never going to rise above him. Christ therefore says, if they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call those of his household? Christ is the master of the house, that is, the household of faith. And if they have called him Beelzebub, how much more should we likewise expect this same type of treatment? We're not above it. We're not above what they have done to Christ. Christ is telling us that if they treated him like this, we too, as his disciples, slaves, should likewise expect to be similarly mistreated. If we are not above our Lord, we're not above how they treated him. And in fact, we should expect even worse treatment. I mean, if we're below him, we should expect even worse treatment. We saw back in Matthew 9:34 that the Pharisees said that Christ cast out demons by the ruler of demons, which would be Satan. In 12:24, the Pharisees again said that Christ cast out demons by Beelzebub, the ruler of demons. Here in 10:25, Christ says that they have called him Beelzebub. This title Beelzebub, or in older manuscripts, Beelzebub, is slightly altered in form from Baal-zebub, which was a deity of the Philistines, which literally meant Lord of the Flies. The slightly altered form seems to have been done contemptuously because Beelzebub literally means Lord of Dung. Whether Lord of the Flies or Lord of Dung, it is clear that the Jews use this as a pejorative term in reference to Satan. It's hard to imagine a more offensive term than to call the Holy Messiah the God of Dung. What Christ is saying is that we should not think we are above it. We should expect that those hostile to Christ will also label us in extremely offensive ways. This should not come as a surprise to us. After all, they call Jesus Beelzebub, meaning Lord of the Flies or Lord of Dung, as an insulting term for Satan. As Christ followers, we should not expect better treatment in a Christ-hating world. Depravity strikes out against biblical love and truth. We need to realize the truth of this as Christ followers. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.